Masechet Makot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about more cases of killing that happened by mistake and see if they need exile. As we mentioned earlier, there are three types of killing that could happen unintentionally. Shogeg, which is somebody who's careless but not extremely negligent. He would go to the Ir Miklat. Someone who's karov le'ones, somebody who does it where it's totally unexpected and out of the norm. He doesn't even need to go to the Ir Miklat. And thirdly, you have the karov le'mezid, somebody who's super dangerous in what he does. He doesn't take any precautions, and then he killed somebody. That person doesn't even help him to go to the Ir Miklat. Wouldn't be unintentional. So here we're going to try and find that middle zone of somebody who's negligent, but not super negligent, something they couldn't really foresee. Mishnah says, Hazorek evin l'reshut harabim v'harag. If somebody throws a stone during the daytime to a public area, but that public area is not really used much, there's not many people there, it's rare for people to be around, and that stone hits somebody and kills them, harizeh goled, the thrower goes into exile. The area that he threw it into is not usually used during the daytime. The thrower here, therefore, is not considered to be super negligent. But on the other hand, he's throwing a stone during the daytime, and it's possible that somebody's going to be there, so he should have been more careful. So we say the killing is an actual case of shogeg, and the thrower should go into galut. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, im mikishyatzta ha'eved miyado, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if the victim who eventually died was not within the path of the stone when it was thrown, but eventually the stone was in the air, it was already thrown, then the person who eventually got killed stuck his head out of a window, for example, and into the path of the stone, and he got hit by the stone and died. The thrower is exempt from exile, even though the killing here is not completely unexpected, because he threw a stone where people usually walk through. But the Gemara learns out from here that the killer does not go into exile in this type of scenario where the stone was going to a spot where nobody was going to get hurt, and he already left his hand, and he's not responsible once the stone is in the air. Then somebody went in the path. The killer here would not have to go to galut. The Mishnah now talks about somebody who, by mistake, killed somebody within his own property. Zarak et ha'evin lahatzero v'harag. If somebody threw a stone into his own property, his own courtyard, and killed somebody who was there, halakha is as follows, depending on the allowance of the person who got killed to come into the yard. If the person who was killed had permission to go into the yard, then the killer, the thrower of the stone, is gole, goes into exile, because he should have taken a little bit more precaution, because he knew that other people had the ability to come into his yard. But if the person who was killed did not have permission, in other words, he was trespassing on somebody else's yard, and then the thrower does not go into galut, into exile. How does he learn this out? Like the pasuk says, if somebody goes with his friend into the forest, so we learn from here, the Torah is giving us the example of a forest to tell us that just like the forest is a place where both the killer and the victim have permission to go into, so too every situation of a person who kills Beshogeg and we make him go to the Ir HaMiklat is only if both of them were allowed to enter that spot. This excludes a killing that happened in somebody's own yard where the person who was killed would not have permission to enter that spot. Another Tana learns a different halakha from this pasuk. Abba Shaul Omer. Abba Shaul says, we have the example in Torah of the chopping of the tree to teach. Just like chopping a tree is a voluntary act and it's not an act of a mitzvah, a killer would only go into the Ir Miklat, only go into exile, if he killed while he was doing a davar reshut, a voluntary act. But if he was doing a mitzvah, he would not go into the galut. Yatza, what do we exclude then What type of case do we exclude of a person going into galut? Ha'av ha'maked beno, v'harav harode'et talmido. A father who's hitting his son in order to discipline him and educate him, even though you shouldn't kill him, obviously. Here he did it by mistake. In that case, he was doing his job of chinuch, of father, of being a good father, of teaching his son the right way. Obviously, this is not telling us to hit our kids. This is a situation where he thought he was going to just lightly discipline him and he ended up killing him. And same thing with a teacher who disciplines his student and kills him by mistake. He's punishing him. He's trying to educate him properly. And he ends up going overboard and he kills him. Ushliach Bet Din, and a representative of the Bet Din who's giving Malkut, the 39 lashes, and while he's giving those lashes, he kills somebody by mistake. We would think, if we didn't have this example of somebody who's doing something for Davar Eshut, we would think that these people also should go into the Galut. Kamash Malan, we learn from here that since these three examples are mitzvot, somebody who kills Beshogeg while doing them would not go into Galut.